News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Ann Roberts. A new report on the mental health department's funding issues. Radio Oklahoma's Bob Sands has an update.
It appears the amount of money the state mental health department needs to finish out the current fiscal year has changed again. A report given to Governor Stitt on the financial situation in the agency finds that just under $30 million is the bailout number. The report also makes 52 recommendations to fix the agency's financial mess.
The details are now coming out on the deal that the state made to land that $4 billion aluminum plant at the Tulsa Port of Catoosa. The community has to approve a $545 million tax increment financing district. $20 million more came out of the Quick Action Closing Fund, with $255 million from Commerce and a special pricing deal with PSO for electricity. All told, the price tag comes to $820 million. Oklahomans now have more protections under the Stand Your Ground law. Radio Oklahoma's Jacqueline Ferris reports.
The governor signs HB 2818, making it legal for someone to point or intimidate a person with a weapon if you are defending your home or business. Oklahoma already has Stand Your Ground law, but language in the law expands it to your property as well. Bill sponsor Jay Stiegel of UConn says Oklahomans will still be in trouble for pointing a weapon at someone as a joke or even out of anger.
The U.S. Census Bureau reports Oklahoma population continues to increase, mainly in major metropolitan areas. The Bureau puts Oklahoma's population at nearly 4.1 million people last year. The fastest growing city in Oklahoma is Owosso, followed by Bixby and Mustang. Durant, Claremore, and Shawnee also made the top 10. More on these stories at RadioOklahomaNews.com. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ann Roberts.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission invests checkoff monies to support the wheat breeding program at Oklahoma State University, led by Dr. Brett Carver. Executive Director Mike Schulte says the program offers multiple selections for dual-purpose wheat production.
Distinctions, golden grain, which really meets those milling and baking characteristics that millers and bakers are looking at, as well as the grazing grain characteristics. OSU is the only research program in the United States that actually does focus also on the grazing grain aspect when it comes to forages. We have a really great story there to tell that give producers different options also whenever they're making business decisions in their operation to get two uses out of that crop. Those crop distinctions have the characteristics that are good for grazing in the field for the forages, but also have the characteristics that the millers and bakers are looking for.
Learn more about how your wheat checkoff is working for you at okwheat.org. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.